The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manassero.
Hello, Old Dog Network, and welcome to episode 000 of the Old Dogs REI Real Estate Investors Network, where cash flow is king, real estate investing the means so you can achieve your retirement dreams. Hi, I'm Bill Manassero, and I'm the host of this podcast, as well as the top dog here. I wanted to just take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about the show, what we're about, our goals, our format, and so forth, so that you can become familiar with what to expect ahead. The Old Dog Real Estate Investors Network is a unique community of real estate investors who are motivated to learn and succeed in their investments and businesses. Through the Old Dogs Network, we have newsletters, blogs, podcasts, and social media that'll help you acquire the knowledge and the skills needed to be able to reach your real estate and business goals. The Old Dogs REI Network is a show for those who are pre-retirement and those that are in their retirement years, who are interested in making sure that they have the proper cash flow to be able to take care of their needs in their retirement years. Now, cash flow isn't the only focus, but it's really our highest emphasis. We are interested in generating long-term equity and building a legacy as well, that's something that you can leave to your children, your grandchildren, and so forth. But we really want to look at a way to be able to boost that income level now. The reason we put this show together is really because, first off, we see that there is a need for those that are in their pre-retirement and their retirement years that are concerned that the cash flow that they have, the income that they have, is not enough to meet their needs. Our goal is to educate, inform, and provide resources that each of us can use to help sort of expedite that process of growing your real estate investments and business. Through this podcast, we'll be featuring real estate experts, people that are specialists in their field, as well as those who are investors like us who can share their experiences, both good, bad, and ugly. And with those experiences, we'll be learning as we go along and hopefully be able to pick up enough solid information, how-to information, and tips that'll help us to be able to get where we want to get quickly. The reason we call it a network, such as the Old Dogs REI Network, is that it's also a place that you can come to meet with others and connect with others. There will be groups that you can come to in our Facebook page, on our website. You'll be able to write questions back and forth and so forth. The idea is to be able to work with others that are in the same situation as you are and to be able to leverage that to help you to achieve the goals that you set out to do. One thing that we really want to make sure, too, is that this is going to be a fun place to be, that the podcast will be fun, that the website will be fun. We really want to try to have a good time. Most importantly, we really want this to be your network. So feel free to send me emails and let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see more of, what you want to see less of. More than just podcast, but really a network. And that's where our focus is a place where you can get the information you need, that you're not sitting around forever, you know, listening to a lot of fluff or a lot of sales pitches or whatever it may be. You get the information you need and you can use it. So we invite you to give us your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking, what you want to see, and what format you'd like to see that. And we'll do the best we can to really make this show something that's a valuable resource for you that you look forward to every week. And it's fun. You know, really how-to type of applications, things that you can take notes on and be able to apply that same day if you want, to be able to make it a part of what your goals are. Well, I just want to wrap up with just giving you a little bit of my background so you'll know who your host is that you'll be spending anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes a week with, and just a little bit how I got into real estate. I grew up in Southern California. I have worked in corporations. I've started my own businesses. I have done a lot of things. Most recently, in the last 15 years plus, I've been full-time in ministry. First with a children's music ministry, and then later as a missionary in Haiti with my family. One of the things about the last 15 years is that, you know, we lived a lot by faith, and we really didn't have a lot of money for retirement and funds for the latter years of our lives. And as I started to reach those golden years, I began to realize, boy, oh boy, you know, I've got to have some sort of a way to be able to know that we can survive and be able to take care of our family and our needs, etc. So I received some inheritance funds back in 2014 and decided, gee, you know, I want to do something with this. And although I've been in the stock market for years, I didn't feel comfortable putting those funds into the market, especially with the volatility it's had over the last few years. So I decided to invest in real estate, and I started to read up on it and try to understand more and more about how safe the funds would be. And really, after looking at all the different options out there in terms of investments, real estate just shined as not only something that was a good, safe investment, but one that'll produce cash flow now. So while in Haiti, I flew to the States, I flew to Memphis and Atlanta, and I purchased three different properties. Why Memphis and Atlanta? Well, basically, these are what I call emerging areas, areas where the economy is strong, where jobs are strong, where there's growth, positive growth, that is going to be reflected in the real estate market, also in the demand for rental properties. So I bought these things in what's called a turnkey providers. Turnkey providers are people who basically give you a house with that's all rehabbed and ready to go with tenants included. And you pay probably a little bit more than you would if you went out and found your own property. But I didn't want to have to deal with any of the hassles. I couldn't rehab from Haiti. I couldn't do a lot of things. And I certainly couldn't manage the property. So they had property management in place, everything. So that was my first real estate investment. Now, I wasn't thinking of doing anything other than just investing. But as I started to research more, as I started to get involved with it, I saw, gee, this is a great vehicle to take care of us in our retirement years. Not only is it growing in value, the real estate that I purchased, but it's producing cash flow now. So I bought another property in 2015, a duplex. And what I was realizing is I had two duplexes, actually another one that I purchased the first time. And I realized that, gee, you know, I have to do just as much work is involved with a duplex as it is with a single family home. And the advantage is that, you know, I'm making more money under the same roof, so to speak, as I am with the single family residences. So I started really looking at multifamily, and at that point started looking at apartments, and first, you know, small apartments, and then realizing that, hey, there's even some apartments out there that I could afford that are multiple units, you know, 15, 16, 20, and so forth. So I moved into that arena. And as I started doing this, I realized, you know what, this is really what's going to be not only a fun area to learn and you know, just to be able to get the knowledge about, but it's going to be something that's going to help sustain my wife and I and to be able to build up so that I could leave a legacy to our children. And that's really where I'm at. Within the last year, I made the goal to purchase or control 1,000 units or doors. And what that means is, you know, like a single family house, that's one door. Duplex would be two doors. A 22 unit was 22 doors. And the idea of this is going to be possible within a 6-year period to increase from right now where I'm at to 1,000 units in 6 years. And that's the goal that I've set for myself. And that's what I'm going to be sharing on the show as well, sharing some of the challenges I encounter, some of the mistakes I made, some of the successes and so forth. And you'll hear that along with the interviews that we're going to be having with other investors and experts in their field. There's going to be a lot of information that you can take home there. And I'm just like you. I'm a student. I'm learning as I go along. I really do not consider myself an expert by any means, but I'm very determined and very focused and really want to see this happen, not only for us and my family, but for those that are going to listen to this show. I want to hear the successes. I want to hear the great things that are happening as a result of the information that you've got through the Old Dogs REI Network as well. So that was a little bit about me, but you know, this is not about me, this show. It's really about you. And I want this show to be just exactly what you're looking for, the thing that's going to help you get through the retirement years and be a great experience for you as well. So I invite you to give me feedback. Let me know, gosh, you know, if just to say, hey, you should be doing some of this or maybe more of that or less of this and more of that or whatever it may be. We want your feedback. We want to shape this. It's going to change over time and hopefully it'll become more and more a valuable resource for you. So you can get all of our information from our website, olddogsreinetwork.com. Everything you need there to get a hold of me, to get a hold of anybody involved with our network. That's what I would love to see. Just let us know what you want, what you need, and let's stay in contact. In the meantime, keep your nose to the grindstone here and let's really make this happen with real estate investing. From one old dog to any others out there, I'll give you the last closing howl here. Let's hear it for the Old Dogs REI Network. Ow! Ow! Have a blessed day.